One reason the starting date of Northern Pass has slipped from 2015 to 2017 is opposition. Dozens of towns have voted against the project, and it's been a statewide political issue. During the conference call, Andrew Weissel, an analyst with the New York-based Macquarie Group, asked this question.
Certainly appreciate that it's a small but vocal minority that are very opposed to it in New Hampshire, and it sounds like you guys are really going as far out of your way as you can to try to accommodate that group. Is there a certain point at which you just say, agree to disagree, we're going to move forward?
Northeast Utilities official Lee Olivier responded.
I guess we'll say we're not there yet. We're not at a point where we're going to plow through this thing.
Olivier acknowledged the company is still dealing with issues including the route, scenic impact, and burying the lines. But Olivier said the company hopes to work out those issues and gain support.
Once we feel we have a broad enough consensus, we'll move forward.
Asked whether that meant the project would not move ahead without public support, Michael Skelton, a spokesman for Public Service of New Hampshire, said the statement speaks for itself. He also noted Olivier told analysts the project will be built. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.